businesses in LA and in crime is completely taking over the city. More restaurants are closing as a result of everything that's happening over on the West Coast. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Also, look at this fool. Look at this. Look at this guy, y'all. I'm reacting to this for the first time, just like y'all. Best day to join the Patreon is the first day of the month. Let's get to it, y'all.
Denny's in Oakland served its last meal today. After 54 years, the restaurant shut down for good, citing concerns over crime. As KTVU's Henry Lee reports, this is just the latest business to close its doors due to the ongoing violence.
Let me say this also before we get into this. A lot of y'all complain about snow. I actually like the snow. I like the rain and the snow. I like having all four seasons. One of the things that it does is it cleanses the air. I read a report yesterday that said one of the roachiest cities, one of the roachiest cities in the United States of America is Houston. That's the report that I read yesterday. Another report said, when I was talking to people, I seen a huge ass roach, I'm sorry, a huge roach walking down the street in South Florida, and somebody was like, oh, that's just a water bug. No, that's a roach. That's a roach. That's not a water bug. Oh, those are normal down here. What do you mean that's normal down here? So a lot of the times y'all be having these huge bugs that be looking like credit cards walking up and flying through the air in some of these southern cities. And that junk be looking crazy because y'all don't ever really get a chance to cleanse the air and stuff like that. So one of the reasons why I like being here is that it gives it a chance for things to replenish and for us to experience all four seasons. I like it here. I like visiting to those places that y'all go to, but I don't want to necessarily live there all year round. So it's a water bug. No, that's a roach, fam. And it got wings. Where y'all get wings from?
The Denny's in Oakland, known for being always open, is now forever closed because of crime concerns. Once again, the chickens have come home to roost.
I feel so bad for the city of Oakland because it's like everybody's leaving.
The restaurant closed for good at 1 Wednesday afternoon. Seems like only the chickens will be staying. Denny's officials would not go on camera. But a sign on the front door says, in part, the safety and well-being of Denny's team members and valued guests is our top priority. Like other businesses in the area, the restaurant's seen its share of car break-ins, robberies, and violent crime. We caught up with some of the restaurant's final customers, like Aloy Ikane, picking up for Grubhub, but himself a regular.
Oh, yeah, I eat it all the time. Sometimes midnight after club and everything, I come here, I eat, because the last few years, I mean, it was quite good.
No, this dude did not just say sometimes after the club I come here. Not this dude just saying after the club. Hold on. You did not just tell us that you come there after the club, big dog. You should not be in the club. There's no way you should be in a club.
Just a good place. I feel so bad that, I mean, they're leaving, you know?
Terrible that Oakland's like this. This is probably the oldest business on the block. And it's closing down. Sad.
Jeff Lee visits every Wednesday with his family for the breakfast slams. Now, they'll have to go to the Denny's in either Hayward or Emeryville.
I'm a product of the Bay, born and raised. And this saddens me because when I was out of state, I was proud where I'm from. You know, and now I just kind of shake my head because of all the crime going on.
Wow, I did not know that.
Jerry McComb had no idea.
Oh, hold on, fam. You're going to have to get that sass out of your voice and get that patch in your head fixed. Listen, I see why Oakland is so messed up. I see what's happening out here in these streets. You can't hit us with a, ooh, I did not know that. No, no, no. No, buddy. I did not know that. It's time to let it go, fam. Whatever it is that you got going on top of your head, it's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. Yo, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't get no fixes that's on the top of your head, if you can't get no patches here, if you ain't got no spray to go in this part, if you ain't got no extra lineup and no frolics, no follicles to go over here, if you can't get a hair transplant or something, y'all got to let that go. Stop lining up just this part right here. It's okay, bro. You're going to look better You gonna look better when you get your hair cut. You can't keep living in the past.
Because of all the crime going on.
Wow, I did not know that.
Jerry McCormick.
Shout out to Oakland. That's a wild place, boy.
Had no idea he had just picked up his very last Super Slam on Hagenburger.
Country potatoes with onions and the bacon. It's overwhelming. It is.
Oh, man. Y'all been hurting my feelings lately.
Because I've been coming here for years.
Denny's now joins other spots. Near
Look at that zest. Hold on.
It is. Because I've been coming here for years.
Denny's now joins other spots near the airport that have closed.
Why the cameraman so petty? Man, look, bro. Y'all got to look at your context clues. The cameraman is quite possibly the pettiest person in the world. Shout out to the cameraman. There's no reason why he should have been recording the walk. He could have just went over to the next interview. He could have panned over and got some B-roll footage and some more Denny's parts, some Grand Slams, some commercials or something. But why he do that? Why the cameraman do that?
Because I've been coming here for years.
Denny's now joins other spots near the airport that have closed.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord be offense. Oh, man.
It's like Black Bear Diner, Subway, and Starbucks. In-N-Out, which has also been a magnet for car burglars, will close in March. With restaurants closing left and right, many people in Oakland are wondering who's next.
All of the businesses are going to eventually leave Oakland, y'all. Everybody is leaving because you can't look. The thing that you have to do in order to make sure you got a successful city is you got to make sure that you have safety. It's really best to have public transportation, and you have to have good schools. And the reason that those three things is the foundation of a great city is because people need to feel safe going outside. If they don't feel safe, if they don't feel like their children can play outside, if they don't feel like they can go over to a restaurant, you're going to have them moving over to a different city that they feel more safe in. The second thing is, you got to make sure that you have good schools, because people don't want to live where they don't feel like their children is getting the best opportunities. The one thing that people will place above themselves if they are good people, because you only want to attract the best people, is people that want good schools for their children. And then third, you want them to have public transportation, because the lower you can lower the cost and the best that you can build up the infrastructure, the more effective that you can be in attracting other businesses. And you can also allow for them to lower the cost of living, because you don't have to be interdependent on the car in order to survive, right? So if you don't have some other geographic thing that actually attracts people to wherever you are, they have that on the West Coast, they have that down in Texas, they got that down in Florida, then you're going to have to do some different things that actually make your space more attractive to people that are interested in living there. One of the places that's good for that is Boise, Idaho. Now, I'm not sure if Boise, Idaho actually has decent public transportation, but in a general sense, it's a very attractive place to live. They got great jobs. They got great schools. It's a very, very safe community. And as a result, it's exploded, and people trying to move to Boise, Idaho, that has a decent amount of money, because it's a city that's managed effectively and they're trying to grow. And so they have a burgeoning tax base, and they have a phenomenal system, especially as far as the healthcare system, that they can continue to generate great revenue from. So when you want to fix a city, when you want to actually make it attractive to people, first you have to tamp down on safety, because if businesses don't even want to stay there as a result of it not being safe enough for you to actually go out and eat there, that's one of the fundamental problems. And so you got to get out of these liberal cities that continue to advocate for this thing, but then y'all voting for the leaders that's putting these laws in a place that make it easy for these criminals to carjack y'all.
An unbelievable sight in downtown Los Angeles. Nearly every floor of a 27-story luxury apartment building covered in graffiti. The high rise is just across the street from LA Live and the red carpet for this Sunday's Grammy Awards.
And many people we spoke to are outraged, wondering how this could happen. KTLA's John Finolio joins us live with reaction to the shocking sight. John?
Yeah, sure. Micah, good evening to you. We are right in front of Crypto.com Arena, LA Live, and the LA Convention Center. It is one of the hottest spots for tourism and commercial real estate development. But suddenly, towering above it all is what many say are skyscrapers that have been targeted and tagged by vandals.
It's been going on for like the past three nights. This is like the third night, I believe, that's been going on. And just like a few nights ago, overnight, from like the lowest level all the way to the top, it was just blasted.
27 floors of graffiti towering.
That looked crazy. That looks absolutely insane. And do you know how much spray paint that is? That is a lot of spray paint. That is a lot of money. Right there in the middle of LA, you have people that is literally tagging every single floor. We are living in a third world country. LA, they're tagging every single floor. If anybody lives over in LA and you drove past this building, y'all gotta hit me up. Y'all gotta send me the pictures. Y'all gotta email me the videos. Y'all gotta send this to me. This is crazy, man.
Over one of downtown LA's most popular neighborhoods.
I could see like people up on the balconies like tagging and everything.
Daron Burgundy is a street photographer who knows downtown like the back of his hand. Over the last several nights, he watched as groups of people broke into Oceanwide Plaza and spray-painted just about every floor with a balcony.
Like last night, there was a crew on one of the floors, and people were coming out, getting detained by LAPD, and getting cited and released.
Did y'all hear what he said? It was crews that was all throughout the building. Now, y'all got to remember, I believe that this is an unfinished building, meaning that this is a development that's been sitting and has not been finished for years. Now, the crews, with an S, multiple different people, because this is not just one group of people that just did it. It's a whole lot of crews that's up in this building. They're tagging the building. They're spray painting it. As they come out of the building, the police will detain them, cite them, and then release them, because that is the law over there in Los Angeles and California. Let me say that again. The police will detain them, cite them, catch and release. So they can basically vandalize a building, breaking and entering, trespassing. I mean, you can practically throw the book at these people in order to prevent them from actually doing this. But they are cited and released. So as another crew come down, they not even worried about it because the other crew hit them up and said, oh, man, they just cite you and release you. So if you just want to come down, that's cool. It's not even they're not even tripping. They took their time. The police is there. They're taking their time. And they're basically vandalizing an entire skyscraper. Every single floor. You get this floor, you get this floor. Like it's Oprah. Oprah's giveaway. Oprah's favorite things. Citing, catching, releasing, and going from there. This is the craziest place that I've ever seen in my entire life. We are living in our last days. We have to be. We have to be.
And people still in there tagging while the cops are still down here.
The three towers that make up Oceanwide Plaza at South Figueroa and West 11th Street, across from the Crypto.com Arena, was one of the largest real estate projects in the city, with an estimated price tag of more than $1 billion. But the developer, China-based Oceanwide Holdings, reportedly ran out of money in 2019 and never finished the mega development project.
Does it surprise you that something like this would happen?
I'm honestly kind of surprised it took this long for it to happen. The building's been sitting there for years, you know, basically untouched.
Untouched.
The building is an asshole. Basically, LA is a piece of crap. LA is a piece of crap. That's basically what it is. See, listen, they bigging up all of these cities, LA's, New York's, in New York. You got Lil Mama standing on the stage with Jay-Z like this. Huh? These cities are trash. They are absolutely, positively garbage. Cities is absolute garbage, bro.
Until recently, witnesses say over the years, taggers have been seen in the empty buildings, but not like this. Not this many in such a short amount of time.
Last night I heard that there's even people coming in from out of state to come paint over here.
How did you hear that?
From LAPD, actually. Yeah, LAPD mentioned that they're might be an Instagram post floating around, and it apparently it was inviting people to come. It's been wild to watch. It's kind of interesting. Not so luxury around here anymore.
LAPD would not say if any arrests have been made. However, LAPD Central Division says that additional security measures will be implemented and the graffiti will be removed.
A little too late now, buddy. It's a little too late now.